Very early one morning in 1995, following a bitter overnight debate, the legislature cleared the way for southeastern Wisconsin to build the Brewers a new stadium with a retractable roof. The weather could no longer play spoiler. Lawmakers gave five counties permission to boost their sales taxes by 0.1 cents. The extra revenue would pay for 3/4 of the $400 million needed to construct the ballpark. The rest was to come from the team and from naming rights. Republican Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills voted in favor of the plan.
I supported the stadium because I felt it was very important for jobs, economic development, and for the image of the city and state. There were very strong feelings on both sides. Some said, we know this is, we cannot let the Brewers go, and others said we shouldn't use tax dollars for the stadium.
Five counties enacted the higher sales tax in 1996: Milwaukee, Racine, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington. Angry residents in Racine later recalled their senator because he voted to include their county in the taxing district. All five counties did bump up their sales taxes in 1996: Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington, and Racine. At the time, planners estimated it would take about 20 years to pay off the debt. Stadium District Board Executive Director Mike Duckett says tax collections are on pace to meet the initial projection.
Each year we engage an independent financial advising firm to come and take a look at our revenues, our expenditures, our future obligations, our debt retirement payment schedule, and then forecast for us what year would be reasonable to expect to retire the tax. And for the third year in a row, they told us that it appears as though we could retire the tax somewhere in the time frame of 2016 to 2018, with the most likely scenario being 2017.
Nearly all the tax money pays down the debt, while revenue from ticket sales and concessions goes toward improvements at the stadium. Duckett says he's relieved tax collections are picking up again. They dropped 10% in 2009 and 2010, but then increased nearly 8% last year. Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says the recession took a toll on the five supporting counties.
Well, whenever the Wisconsin economy, and it's in that part of the world, it's a fairly heavily manufacturing kind of economy, when that sector takes a hit and people start to, you know, work fewer hours or be laid off, and, you know, consumers start to pull back, then, of course, the sales tax revenues are not going to grow at the same pace. It looks, at least right now, that the economy seems to be getting some legs.
Berry says for the most part, sales taxes are reliable. So even if the economy slows down again, he predicts it would not dramatically change the expected payoff date. The Stadium District's Mike Duckett says Miller Park has not incurred any new debt since the sales tax was enacted, and once the cost of construction is paid off, the operation will be self-sufficient. He says the district would then have a choice to either dissolve itself or stay on in an advisory role. Marty Michelson, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.